Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. As expected, indoor dining at New York City restaurants next week is a no-go. Mayor de Blasio says we've learned a lot about the dangers from the continued spread in other parts of the country, and now is just not the right time for New York.
We're going to work with the state of New York to figure out what is the exact right way to do this. How to postpone indoor dining till the right moment. What the approach would be to determine when it makes sense to go about it again.
Governor Cuomo is sure to comment on this at a briefing that he'll hold in just a few minutes. Lock it in to 1010 Winds. New York City beaches are now open for swimming. Lifeguards are on duty. And the mayor says some city pools will open later in the summer, but not all of them. Social distancing and face masks will be required. The city council has adopted a new $88 billion budget, but apparently no one is totally thrilled with it. The vote was 32-17. The budget shaves $1 billion from the NYPD. It'll reduce the department's headcount by about 1,100 by canceling a class of recruits scheduled to be hired in July. But another class will be hired as scheduled in October. The budget also seeks to cut hundreds of millions of dollars in police overtime, though Mayor de Blasio has acknowledged those promises are far from guaranteed. The NYPD will give up control of safety agents to patrol city schools. The budget will also cancel plans for a new police precinct in Queens and fund a new community center instead. The spending plan will bring back some of the youth summer jobs that were on the chopping block. City Controller Scott Stringer says a budget is as much a moral document as a financial one. He says it should reflect our values and the strength of our commitment to progress. But he says this budget fails to answer the calls of New Yorkers who deserve and demand systemic change. After the vote, barricades were taken down outside City Hall Park. Most of the protesters camped out there for days have gone home. About 100 people remained. And there was some tension this morning. Three people were cited for disorderly conduct. There was more gun violence in the city last night. Six shootings in about an hour in Brooklyn. In one case, an 11-year-old boy was wounded in the leg in a drive-by. It happened in Flatbush. He was outside playing with friends. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams says something has to be done. Later this hour, he'll stand with activists at the Black Lives Matter mural to call for a comprehensive crisis response by the police department and City Hall. As of Sunday, the number of shootings in the city was up 42% compared to last year. A New York City firefighter may have been one of the American service members killed. Christopher Slutman was assigned to Ladder 27 in the Bronx. He was in Afghanistan as a Marine reservist. He died in a car bombing at Bagram Air Base in April of last year. Slutman's family has not commented. But the mother of another fallen Marine, Robert Hendricks, is calling for an investigation into whether her son's killers were paid by the Russians. Major League Baseball is preparing to play the 2020 season beginning July 23rd. Each team will play 60 games instead of 162 to limit the exposure risk of COVID-19. Yankees players are expected to report to the stadium today for spring training. Mets training also begins at Citi Field tomorrow. all minor league seasons have been canceled for the year. This is a special day for Mets fans. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. He hasn't played Major League Baseball in nearly two decades, but under his contract with the Mets, he continues to be paid $1.2 million a year, and he'll receive those deferred payments for another 15 years. The organizer of a planned demonstration for the 4th of July has pledged to shut down Atlantic City. Steve Young says he wants to shine a light on systemic racism and oppression. Atlantic City's mayor, Marty Small, is trying to head off this protest. He says he and other city officials are set to meet with Young today. Small says some of the items Young has concerns about have merit and should be addressed. He is not promising anything. He says he's in a listening phase.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.